Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another Sunday evening with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. Can't wait to hear what they have to say tonight in prayer and in wisdom. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. Hope you had a marvelous day. Hope your day is still going on well today. In Jesus' name, know that we are praying for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, we do take this seriously as well. If you do have a prayer request, we're going to open up the lines a little later on. But tweet out that number, 347-843-4559. Facebook that number, 347-843-4559. Put it on LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen. Instagram, Twitter, all of them, all of the above. that number, 347-843-4559. We just thank God for the Son, for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit right now. We just give him all the glory and all the praise right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Nothing like prayer, ladies and gentlemen. The Word of God says, pray without ceasing. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as I get older, I do understand that scripture better now. Pray without ceasing. Wow, powerful. Let's go to the Word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. I want to read for you a portion of 1 John. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter, 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to be reading verses 7 through 11 as the Lord leads here today. Thank you so much for that. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God. Amen. And everyone that loveth is born of God. Amen. Amen. And knoweth God. Wow, that's a great reassurance, ladies and gentlemen. Great reassurance. In fact, let me read that again. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That is powerful right there. As I continue, and he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And verse 11, ladies and gentlemen, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Bless the word of God today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. For his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe here live and even later on, we thank you so much. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we bring on Bishop, the man of God. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us again.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise your name for another day. We glorify you for your goodness and your loving kindness. Father, we appreciate you, God, for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you as we pray for people that are sick tonight. We pray for families, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mothers and fathers, daughters and sons. We pray for those that are sick all over this world tonight. And Father, we thank you for your word. Your word say you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. But with your stripes we are healed. Father, we thank you for healing power tonight. We thank you, God, for your word is eternal. Your word is everlasting. Father, we thank you. Your word is spirit, and it is life. We thank you tonight, God. We give you glory and honor. We appreciate you, Lord, as you heal those that are sick tonight, as you deliver those that have been bound by addictions and all other types of diseases. Father, we thank you for your healing power tonight. We give you glory and honor, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, we decree and declare your word as you watch us over your word to perform it. And so share your word, be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that you plead, and it shall prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you right now. We honor your word. Lord, we thank you, God, and we speak and we decree and declare, because your word says, where two or three touching the green, asking anything in your name, that you will be in the midst. And Father, we call it so tonight. We thank you, God, as you heal that mother tonight, as you heal that daughter tonight, as you heal that son tonight, as you heal that father, that cousin, that nephew, that uncle, that all of the older those that are sick tonight, as you heal, God, tonight. God, we thank you, God, as you comfort those that is mourning during this time, God. We ask you to comfort those and strengthen them Father God, as they have lost loved ones, God, if they have lost close friends, they have lost relatives, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, uncles and aunties, whoever it may be, God, we ask you to strengthen them during this hour. We ask you to comfort them during this season. And Father, we know that you are able to comfort. You are able to wipe away the tear. You are able to give strength to those that seem like all strength is gone. Well, Father, we thank you tonight. As we speak your word, we thank you, God, that you're touching some mother. You're touching that child. Father, we thank you tonight, even as you look on those that are incarcerated. Father, we know that you are able to protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, from the COVID-19 and all other type of diseases. We know that you are able to keep us from falling, those minds that have stayed on you. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Father, we give you glory and honor tonight. We pray for our America, God. We pray for America. We pray for our government. We pray for our leaders. We pray for the President of the United States. Father, we pray for all of those that's in leadership. Father, we ask you to strengthen and encourage their hearts. And God, direct their path each and every moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Oh, God, against all sickness and all diseases, because, Lord, that the children of Israel, praise God, that the death angel was passing over. God, you told them to put the blood over the doorpost, God, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus that will be applied over the lives of people all over this world. We pray and ask God for your mercy. We pray and ask for your forgiveness for all our shortcomings, all our failures, and Father, we ask you to wash us in your word. We ask you to keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you tonight that you are restoring everything that the caterpillar and the cankerworm has stolen. God, you are restoring the minds, God. You are restoring the minds and the hearts of people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are opening doors, God, and you are providing for those that have lost jobs and, God, have lost resources. Father, we thank you, God, as you open the door. God, you make a way, God, out of no way. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Father, we put it into your hand. We trust you, God. We know that you are able. We know that you will. We know that you will, Father God. And we give you thanks for it. We thank you for your many, many blessings. We thank you for the many, many doors of being opened. We thank you, God, for vision of being manifested, God. We thank you, God, for ideas of God that you've given people, God, that created. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you glory and honor. We thank you for the blessings of God, make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you tonight, O Heavenly Father, as you look on that child that is homeless, that child that where the parents don't even know where they are. Father, we ask you to look on them, God, and protect them from all danger. Protect them from all evil. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, for mercy. We pray for your protection tonight. God, we ask you to touch the minds of the people and the hearts of people all over this world. And Father God, we ask you to bring the body of Christ together. Unify us in the spirit, O Heavenly Father. And Father, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We call it so. We thank you right now, O Heavenly Father, as you bless those that are less fortunate, those that are without. We thank you, God, as you bless them with jobs, as you bless them with home, as you bless them with resources. Father, we give you glory and honor, O Heavenly Father. We thank you right now. And we call it so in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you look on the body of Christ and keep our minds in perfect peace. God, we know that we live in a world full of turmoil, but God, we know that you are able to bring peace in times of trouble. God, we know that you are able to comfort us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God,
that you will make a way, that you will provide, God. The word of God said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And we know that you're able. We know that you will. And we give you thanks for it, God. We ask you to look on those that are in the nursing homes, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask you, God, for your protection, God, over their lives in the name of Jesus. Heal them, oh, God, those that are sick. God, we ask you to look on those that are in the hospital, those that are sick in their homes, God, those that are sick, God, all over this world, God. We ask for your healing power, God, as you heal them, God, as you strengthen and encourage their hearts, God. Don't let them lose hope, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us hold fast to your word. Let us stand on your word and decree and declare. Lord God, your word said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Lord, your word said, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We pray for victory tonight, God. We thank you for victory because, God, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you have guaranteed us, God, God's security in you, Lord. Only security is in you, God. Everything else is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We thank you for your word, God. We give you glory and honor tonight. We pray for the nation, oh, God. We pray for other countries. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you continue to move, remember those that are hungry, God. Remember those that don't have food tonight, God. Remember, God, in the name of Jesus, as you touch hearts, God, as you bless God with resources, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know there's enough to supply every need of every individual in the earth realm. And God, we ask you to touch the heart of the men and women, the boys and girls. Touch our hearts, God, that we'll be so willing to reach out and give to others, God. Touch our hearts, God, that we will share with somebody else. And Father, we thank you for it, and we glorify your name. Father, we pray for our neighbors. We pray for our government. We pray for our city. We pray for our Congress, God. We pray for those all over the world. We pray for our school. We pray for the teachers, Heavenly Father. We ask you for your protection of them, even as they teach the children, God. And we ask for your protection, God, over in the schoolhouses, on the school buses, God, in the classroom, God. Father, we thank you for your protection. And Father God, look on that parent, God. Look on that child. Look on them. Protect their minds, oh God. Keep their minds in perfect peace. And God, we know that you're able to supply every need, God, because there is no shortage in you, God. We thank you tonight as that child is going to school, God. We ask for your protection, God. We ask you to keep their minds, Heavenly Father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Heavenly Father, as you bless those that even is at school at home, God. We ask you to bless them, God. We ask you to bless their parents, God. Even as they go to work, God, we ask you to bless them and keep their minds. And Father, we thank you for all the doors that you are opening. God, we thank you for all the resources that's in the earth realm, God, that you will make a way, God. Oh, God, we thank you for God, we give you glory and honor for it, and we appreciate you. And Father, we thank you for all of those that have been so kind and helping people, God. We thank you for those that have given out of themselves, out of their resources. We thank you, God, for those that are working on the front lines. We pray for the nurses, the doctors. We pray, oh God, for those in the all over the front line. We pray, God, for their protection. We pray for their families. Heavenly Father, God, keep their minds and keep them safe, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to bless those that are in the hospital, that they will soon come home, God, that they will be healed, they will be made whole. And Father, we give you glory. And Father, we thank you to keep us, ask you to keep blessing those that keep blessing, God, each and every day. We thank you for every moment that you have allowed us on this earth, God, and let us occupy till you come, knowing that you're soon to come. But, Lord, let us be ready for your return. Let us be prepared for the soon coming King. Let us be ready, God. And, Father, we thank you. Keep our minds, God. Keep our hearts, God. Clean us, wash us in your word. And, Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for this day because we know that you are our resource and you are our present help. We pray, God. We pray, God, as you keep your people everywhere. Keep them from danger, God. Those that are traveling over the highway, those that are in the airways. Father, keep them, God, even the violence, God. We ask you to dethrone it. Dethrone the minds of the corrupted, God. Dethrone it, God. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him as smoke is driven away. Drive them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly be rejoiced. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor. And God, we know that you're able to keep us from falling. And Father, we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for our brothers and our sisters. God, let us unite. Let us love one another with a pure heart. And Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and the things you're going to do. And God, keep us and give us a mind to move forward. Give us a mind to hold on to your word. Give us a mind to keep trusting in you, knowing that you will bring us through all the storms of life. And God, this too shall pass. But God, we thank you and we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Bishop, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard a powerful prayer from Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, he prayed for our families, prayed for our individual selves. He prayed for our nation, our city, and our neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, pray for those you love. And we just thank God for prayer. What a great day. What a great day for prayer from Bishop. God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that wonderful prayer tonight to start us off on another week. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to recognize if you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue if you do have a specific prayer request. I don't want to miss that time for you if you do have a prayer request. At this time, as always, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And thank God for that prayer tonight. And for those of you that have logged on and are listening, praise God. I just want to encourage and admonish all of us that are listening is to not be relaxed in Zion. Praise the Lord. For we know that we're living in the end times, and it is crucial that we maintain a strong relationship with God through prayer, that we be able to discern the times and the evil times that we now live in. So we know that we have come through some most crucial and challenging moments here in America. However, there may seem to be, and the key word is seem to be, a sense of calm. We must always realize that the enemy is always on his job. So we as the body of Christ need not become lax in Zion. We must continue to escalate our prayer lives to another level. And the Bible teaches us to watch and pray. It is imperative that we put on another lens of watching during this season, because the enemy will not stop. He really believes that he has the capability to dethrone God and even Satan. When he was in heaven, wanted to exalt himself above the throne of God, but he failed. And so we're not to be naive to think that the enemy is, praise the Lord, still does not have that same ambition to overthrow the people of God and the children of God. So we must pray. We must continue to pray. We're reminded in the scripture in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. The Bible tells us that Ezekiel went into a valley of dry bones. The bones are very, very dry. He was able to assess and see that. But the Lord sent him into the valley of dry bones for a reason. He had an assignment. His assignment was to resurrect. Praise God, we know that the bones were symbolism of the children of Israel. So he had an assignment. And we must stay focused on our assignment. We must realize, praise God, the word of the Lord said that he the word of the Lord said, prophesy unto these bones. And as he began to speak the word of God in the atmosphere, the Bible said, behold, and there was a noise. And there was a what? There was a noise. And when he went into that particular valley, it was very, very quiet. It was calm, symbolic of some of what we may be sensing and feeling now. It does not mean that the spirit of the enemy is not lurking in dry places because of a calm. The enemy still has an agenda. Even in the midst of calmness, I'll say that again, even in the midst of calmness, the enemy still has an agenda. And when he has an agenda, we must maintain our assignment. The enemy has an agenda, I'm going to say that again, but we have an assignment. So we must maintain our assignment that God has put the mantle upon us and put us in this world, but we're not of this world. So we must maintain our assignment to execute prayer and release the word of the Lord in the atmosphere. And when that word was released, the Bible said that was a noise, and the bones began to come together. In other words, his assignment, amen, praise God, was beginning to come to life, to revive, to bring back to life. That's what the church is called to do, to revive, to bring back to life. So I decree and declare, and as we pray for revival in the earth, revival in the earth, in the midst of what seems like a calm, we need to be praying for revival in the earth, because the enemy is still lurking in dry places and low places, praise God, feeling that he can exalt himself above the throne of God. But he will not, he cannot, because he cannot overthrow the word of the Lord. Grasping with the flowers may wait away, may fade away, but the word of the Lord, it stands forever. So be encouraged tonight. Hold fast to your assignment, because the enemy has not gave up on his agenda in the midst of what seems like calm. We must pray. We must seek God. We must take our prayer life to another level, and we must continue to watch. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much, praise God. That was the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Doc, for those words of wisdom. And we got our action item, ladies and gentlemen. Our action item is to pray. Pray every hour right now. Pray every hour, every day, of course. And we want to encourage you to pray with your families. Pray for our young people. As Bishop prayed earlier, we got to pray over them and cover them in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man of God, woman of God tonight. Thank you so much. It's a prayer time. Praise God. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir.
God bless everybody. We thank God for what he's doing in our lives, and keep looking for God to do something greater each moment that he allows you on this earth. Be your expectation. Raise your expectation of what God has promised you, that it will come to pass in your life. Don't give up. Do not quit. Do not stop. Do not lie dormant just waiting. But do something, do something, do something. Occupy until he come. Be about your Father's business and hold fast. Be about your Father's business, but hold fast. Hold fast to the promises of God. And know God is going to bless you because he's made a promise. God bless you. We love you. We are praying for you and your family. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that closed out prayer. And exhortation, if you will, to the body. Thank you so much. You know, one thing I love to hear from Bishop Doc is that you can't give up, ladies and gentlemen. Never, never give up on the word of God, because it's going to be around forever and ever and ever. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise just for his word. It'll never cease, ladies and gentlemen. His word will never cease. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We just thank God for you. We wanted to be able to get your day and, of course, the rest of your day complete, but also to start you on another week. We want you to have a powerful and productive week this week, and do something that you have to do. Do things that you got to do. Like Bishop said, also to serve others, help serve others. There's always a lot of need, whether it's your neighbor or somebody else's neighbor. Somebody always needs some help, and we're here to do that. And know that we are praying for you, as well as Bishop mentioned earlier. We are praying for you. Hey, I want you to have an awesome week, as mentioned earlier, but I want you to always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out. Everybody have a great rest of the evening, and have a great, great week. Take care now. Bye-bye.